This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. A bill requiring all tax exemptions and credits be included in the budgeting process, letting the legislature decide how much could be spent on each annually, exposed a rift within the group that's been pushing cuts in lieu of raising revenue. Covington Representative John Schroeder says it's time for more legislative oversight of this money.
We don't know how much money we're going to have to budget until all that gets paid first. That $8.5 billion and growing gets paid first.
Appropriations Committee members had concerns. Wasn't this jumping the gun on the tax reform task force? Homer Republican Jerome Zarang asked.
We're asking the governor to please respect the fact that there is the task force.
Schroeder said he believes this will be one of the task force recommendations. Plus,
we have to have a plan, colleagues, before session's done. We have to know in the next 2 weeks, in concept, where we're headed.
Several members noted that the task force was Schroeder's idea, including Tony Bacala of Prairieville, who had been a steadfast vote against tax hikes.
As a legislature, we voted on your bill that said, let's create this task force and let's wait and see what they recommend. I really, like to see the plan.
Schroeder said waiting serves no purpose.
The task force is only going to make a recommendation. End of the day, this debate still has to happen. We either decide we want to fix the structure of how we budget or we don't.
In the end, only 6 of 14 House Appropriations members who have been part of the Keep Cutting Coalition supported Schroeder's bill, so he withdrew it. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.